impure self another, for this is Tipsy Wednesday, the most epic podcast in Norway. Yay, yay, yay. With me, as usual, Bjorn.
Greetings.
And Thomas.
Hello.
Why do you look so shocked over there?
You forgot to introduce yourself again, I think.
I don't need any mentions. You know me by name by now.
The Junior is the main host.
The infamous host.
What's the difference between famous and infamous?
The infamous is like Epstein. Famous is like...
Famous is the positive. So yeah. You're the negative famous.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So our presenter villain.
Yeah, but the villain
is... Did he see the villain anymore?
No. Speaking
not so much anymore. No.
Speaking of villains. Amber Heard.
Damn, straight to the topics.
Yeah, it's just such a nice segue.
Yeah, isn't it? I wrote Amber Heard sues again. It's a bit wrong, I think. But do you know? Remember the attorney she had, the Elaine Bredanoff, or whatever her name was. The female attorney that tried to... She's at it again. She's out there telling people that, of course, Amber Heard lost the court case because of social medias, because of Russia, because of bots.
Because of Russia.
Yeah, because Russia wanted Amber Heard to lose for some reason. And they supported Johnny Depp and all the fans that watched on YouTube and everything and commented on the court case and everything. They were just bots. It was not real people. She said,
holy shit.
And Russia. It was a plot from Russia.
But ultimately, did the judge listen to the bots, or did the judge have a proper court case and listened to the evidence that was presented and therefore judged Amber Heard by what was presented? Or did the judge listen to bots? What?
To be fair, it wasn't a judge, it was a jury.
Jury.
That made the verdict. And they weren't allowed to use social medias during this trial.
No, but they never are, and they always do, like, right?
Yeah, perhaps. Her arguments are falling flat, though. But I also recently saw Amber Heard is at it at some podcast or something. She has been talking shit, and she was caught lying during whatever she told. I didn't watch the article, but the headline said Amber Heard caught lying again.
You just got to clickbait that.
I didn't click on it. I just read the
headline and you scrolled right on past
and
it.
And I scrolled past it.
Because
I'm done. Johnny Depp is done with Amber Heard, right? And it's some... when was the court case again? 2 years ago now?
It's been a long ass time.
It's been a long time. And presumably both had moved on. She had moved to Spain and everything and was doing her own thing. Why try now again to...
You said it wasn't Amber Heard herself. It was her lawyer.
Her lawyer
was trying to make... Maybe her lawyer is trying to get more...
Monies.
More monies somehow. So
I find it difficult to say the lawyer is so butthurt. Is the lawyer going, I lost this case, I'm going to sue?
I don't know what they want. A retrial or something? I don't think so by this point.
Money.
But yeah, money.
They want money. They want
most
money.
Things boils down to money.
Money.
Yeah. So everything does in the end, I think.
Well, at least it drives the spotlight right back on her. Not on Heard, maybe, but on her, the lawyer. What was her name?
Elaine. Thank you.
Okay, well, I guess the spotlight's back on her, at least in this podcast. She did something.
She's getting relevant.
For those who enjoyed the court case of Amber Heard and John Depp and whatnot, just go on on YouTube and Google it, because a lot of YouTubers are now talking about it. I have scrolled past several the last week and a half or so that are talking about Amber Heard and her lawyers. And
the algorithm is getting you.
Yeah, but I only clicked on one once.
Yeah, and they are getting you.
And but, here you are talking about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because during the court case, I was paying attention. And I was watching some of the parts of the court case.
So they know. They know.
So yeah, they probably know.
Hmm.
But it isn't what I'm watching currently on YouTube as a whole, though.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
what are you?
No, normally I just follow the usual guys I'm subscribing to, like People of the Dirt League and Abroad in Japan and Officially Gassed and CarWow and stuff like that.
Okay. But, Bjorn.
Yes.
What have you read on Reddit?
Yes, I read on Reddit.
A poop knife.
How can you be so fucking close? No, it's not a poop knife, but... okay, so this is a post posted by someone in a shitty situation.
Literally?
You could say so. I'm not going to read the entire post and the messages exchanged between this person, the one suffering from this and the one who is causing this. Basically, it's a person that was in the Navy that was this is now disabled and is trying to get, like, what do you call it? Support from the army for being disabled. But it's a long process. And meanwhile, this person has to live in a shared apartment with a roommate.
In America?
Pays. Yeah, I would believe so. That's not important.
Yes, because if it's in America, I can just sue the shit out of the army if they made him crippled.
That's not the details of this matter. Maybe that's what he has done and is working throughout. And he says about 15 months ago, he suffered a head injury and is now working the process of receiving support from that. But it takes a long ass time. It takes a long ass time. And meanwhile, he has to live in this shared apartment with some other random person. He discovered one day that when he was about to go take a shower, that, wait a minute, the shower has been used, obviously, by another culprit, his roommate, presumably.
Why is his roommate the culprit for using the shower if the shared culprit apartment?
Culprit, because there were traces of being used. There were traces in the shower of being used.
Yeah, but they shared the apartment, so of course... Yes,
the traces of the shower being used was brown stains in the shower. He looked closer, and lo and behold, they're poop stains in the shower. He confronted him with pictures of the poop stains. And so I'm trying to be patient with you, but come on, you can't do this. Yeah, what the fuck? Is there shit in the shower? And he has an exchange. Apparently, this has been a problem before, because apparently the culprit in this case doesn't wipe his ass. He goes to take a poop, and then he goes in the shower and just washes poop off in the shower. And leaving poop in the shower after he has showered.
You just read this up.
Yes,
Before the podcast, because I saw the title before entering this. And I was
And the response of the culprit, I'll just name him the culprit. I'll assume it's a him for some reason. And he says, we need to come up with a solution to this. And his reply is, I understand. I'm very sorry that happened again. I will figure out what to do. I will fix this. He's like, come on, I will figure out what to do. And the other person, the victim in this case, says, you need to use toilet paper, dude. That is all. So it's like, the culprit is presenting this as some huge problem that he needs to solve. I will fix this somehow. I will find a solution to this problem. It's like, dude, just wipe your ass. Come on, it's not that hard. But this got me thinking. I don't know if I mentioned in this podcast or in a Norwegian podcast ages ago about a boyfriend and his girlfriend. And his girlfriend insisted on doing the laundry every time. And the boyfriend found out that he was missing socks. He just had to buy socks all the time.
And one time, you told this on this podcast, I think.
Okay. So, long story short, his girlfriend was using socks, his socks, to wipe her ass because she thought it was too gross for her hand to be that close to the poop when using paper. That's why she used his socks to wipe her ass with, and then she put the socks in the trash and tossed them out. And bought new socks. And he bought new socks as well. However, bottom line is, she thought it was gross to wipe her ass. So she used a sock to get more material in between her hand. It's like, so I'm just thinking, maybe this is also a case of where this culprit thinks it's gross to use paper. So he just wants to water jet his ass in the shower instead because that's less gross.
But even so, shouldn't he clean the shower afterwards at the very least? Well, if he insists on doing this,
apparently not. There's pictures of poop stains in the shower.
Yeah, but that would be the solution to the problem, or one solution to the problem is
just not do it at all.
Yeah,
or,
but if you have to do this. If you somehow got in your mind that this is the only way, at the very least, clean the fucking shower afterwards.
And the ultimate solution to this, which ultimately requires a bit more money, is just installing a bidet, yes, an ass flusher.
Yeah, but, so, aren't you supposed to wipe first and then?
No,
I'm not sure. But
use it with shit in your ass.
No, you meant to water your ass, not wipe.
Just water, and then only use paper to like dry off your ass or something?
No, you're not supposed to dry your ass. It comes heat. You get blasted heat right through your ass.
In the bidet? Or are you talking about one of those Rolls-Royce Japanese toilets?
One of the Japanese toilets, but the bidet toilet, right?
Okay, they can like blow dry your ass as well as flush it.
Yeah.
Okay. But
that's the future. No more paper.
I wouldn't know. I'm just a toilet ass wiper.
Yeah, we
are. Are you fellow ass wipers?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, boys.
Yeah, boys. No, I'm the sock.
I use the sock, man.
Yeah, we are the sock meta.
Oh, damn. So I'm the only ass wiper. Paper ass wiper.
But cleaning your ass with... Oh, not cleaning, but wiping your ass with water and air, that might be the future, because then we don't have to... kill as many trees to make paper, right?
Yeah.
Let's hope
the climate activist doesn't figure this out.
Or maybe just from a purely hygienic point of view. Because I would imagine, and I think it's been proven as well, that it's more hygienic to water flush your ass than use dry paper to wipe your ass.
I know some Hollywood guys wipe their ass with wet wipes.
Oh, hell no.
You use them in babies' asses.
Yeah, but you clog your toilet.
Yes.
Ah, yeah, no. But yes, there's another problem. Throw them in the trash. You don't throw them in the toilet.
Oh my fucking god! This is my ass wipe trash. Imagine the smell.
I figured the solution to this would be wipe your ass paper, flush the paper, then have a last wipe with the wet wipe.
What's the point?
To clean the ass for bacteria and whatnot.
What?
Or get the remaining 5% of poop on the wet wipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hold on. I don't care if I got bacteria in my ass. I care if I got bacteria on my hands. Right?
Well, but as Junior mentioned briefly earlier, wipes, especially in America, wet wipes, are notorious for being labeled on the packet as being wet wipes that are flushable. Which you would imagine, it's not a lie because you could flush them in the toilet, but it does not mean that they are degradable.
So that's the
catch, because flushable wipes, yes, they are flushed, but that does not mean they are biodegradable. Degradable, it doesn't dissolve in water, but that's what most people think. It's okay to flush it because it dissolves in water. No! That's false advertising. So don't flush your wet wipes. They will most likely clog your toilet system.
Not necessarily your toilet, but they will.
Or the toilet system of your entire street.
Yeah.
Which will ultimately be your problem as well.
Yeah, when you get shit up your ass when you're trying to...
shit on the toilet.
then you got a problem. And yes. Then you got bacteria in your ass.
Yes. Hey. The more you know. Who thought it would evolve into something useful, shit story?
<It's>
But hey.
Is it really useful, though?
Yes, don't flush wet wipes. They will likely clog your system.
And remember,
your neighbor's system.
You got bacteria in your ass, and it's supposed to be in your ass, not on your hands.
No buts.
Don't have bacteria on your hands.
But
walk around with a shitty ass. get most of the shit out of there.
But as a rimmer, I would say the bidet thing is a good idea.
Yeah. As a whole. Yeah. I would imagine. I've never tried it. I wouldn't be afraid to try it.
Oh, hell yeah, you would. Have you seen the streams? They're like fucking max power. Like 2 bars of pressure right through your anus. Holy shit. I would be super afraid.
Hey, I heard a story about a guy enjoying some ass washing in Japan.
Enjoying?
In a fountain. Somewhere outside, some outdoor fountain thingy. He used to pull down his pants and get his ass. He liked to have the stream in his ass, basically.
In a public fountain?
Yeah. but then he moved and he came back 15 years later and they had installed a new fountain thingy, which the power was enhanced a lot.
Oh.
So when he came back and he tried to do this because he loved doing it before. So he figured he should try again, and he got his ass destroyed from the water pressure. It ripped his inside apart.
Oh no!
He survived, though, but
he
was hospitalized afterwards.
Jesus! okay.
Don't play with fountains.
No.
So, life lessons learned here on Tipsy Wednesday. Even more.
Apparently so. Holy shit. Yeah, holy shit.
and with that, it's the date from hell, Thomas.
It is. And again, not fact checked, but. Shall we see here? I sent you guys this picture. Where is it?
Oh, I love it when you come prepared.
Yeah, I am prepared. I was prepared.
Were you showing the picture on screen for the viewers
Now I am. There.
Okay. Here. Oh, yeah, you've sent this before?
Yeah, I did. I sent it to you guys last week. Yeah. It says The Sun, UK. Haven't fact-checked it, but I thought it would make for some interesting stuff to talk about either way. Because how often does men compared to women get stalked?
How often men get stalked?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Because I only know women who have been stalked by men, not the other way around.
But
for those who don't watch this at YouTube, I have posted a picture on screen now, which says, woman sent man 159,000 texts. And then she broke into his home naked after one date.
Ah, okay.
As you do.
As you do. But everyone's like, what a lucky man.
That's what we men think.
The naked woman has arrived.
Lucky time. Ooh, yay.
He went on a date. He got home. He has received his 150,000 SMS. And he goes to bed. And there she is. Breaking through his window, all naked, ready to go. What a night that must have been.
I
fight for your life.
It's like an entertaining thought, but just knowing previous articles from The Sun, a lot of articles there are not very credible. They like interpreting facts in their own way and twisting it very much out of in their favor, in clickbait favor.
Yeah, so but
maybe there's some truth in this.
As we know from a couple of weeks ago with the man identifying as a deer thing, that was also fake news. But fake news can be fun, right?
Yeah. But let's entertain the thought.
fake funny news. Yeah, well,
yeah, fake funny news.
Why like not just
crazy? Crazy woman stalker. Is that such an abnormality?
Yeah.
Is it an abnormality nowadays? Compared to what it used to be.
I don't know, because I think the stalking game has changed.
The stalking game. Ooh, inform us, Thomas, about the stalking game.
Junior,
off screen.
before you had to actually stalk someone by showing up at their house, looking into the windows and whatnot. But now we have social medias, right? So you can basically stalk someone to just follow them on or sneak on their Facebook sides and everything.
Yeah, as long as the stalkee is active on social medias. And imagine most people are.
That's right. If you have a stalker, he or she could follow you on whatever, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah. All over the place. And they could still be creeping around in your yard.
In your garden, bushes, looking through your your living room windows or something.
Yep. So, but I mean, you didn't have the social media option back in the day, right? So you just had to follow them around.
Yeah.
I read somewhere a long time ago, though, that a dude married his stalker. They were happily married. I don't see that.
Happily married or forced married?
Yeah, right. Because I don't see you marrying your stalker would be a happy marriage. Because the stalkers tend to be jealous people, right? Or is that just in the movies? Because that's the only experience I personally have with stalking. It's through movies.
What? Aren't you a stalker yourself?
I'm not a stalker myself.
Why would you believe Thomas is a stalker?
I have done some light Facebook stalking just to check.
Incriminate!
That's not...
We all have.
Woo! Yeah, boy!
What?
Just checking my Ethereum. which was...
Why are you doing that now?
Because I thought it was something with stalking. I was like, yeah, we all have.
Yeah, I have a stalker.
No. I thought he was happy or agreeing with me that he had also stalked someone on Facebook or something.
Okay. But looking up someone's Facebook profile without, like... how much would you... need to follow someone on their social medias to be considered a stalker anyways?
No, it's like, not, you don't follow them, you just go into their sites and watch what they're doing, but you don't click follow, because then they know you follow them, right?
So that's a very arbitrary gray line.
No.
Anyone could just argue that because you saw their Facebook profile, you hold could on. Be a stalker.
Hold on, no. Thomas is giving real pro trip stalking here. You don't hit the follow, you just sit in the background and be like, oh yeah. But what if you have to befriend or follow them to follow the page, yeah, if they're private?
Some, right? Yeah, private profiles are like only visible to friends and family.
Yeah. But if you're a stalker, you probably don't try to befriend the person you're stalking on Facebook if you don't know the person.
Yeah, but stalkers... you do have to have some connection. You're just not like
necessarily. It might just be a random person you met on town last weekend or something.
Yeah, but that's
I don't know. Stalkers weird in their head.
Yeah, but then you have some relationship with them, right? It's not like, oh, this random girl, I'm going to stalk her.
Or maybe this random girl saw you as a podcast host once and was like, ooh, that guy, I'm going to stalk him.
Yeah, but
then you as a podcast host has no relation to that person.
No, but that person has a relation to you, right?
Yes, but the other way around.
Would she send a friend request when you don't know who she is?
Yeah, because you're a prominent person. You're in the public space.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah,
I will say though, my Facebook page is private, and I only add people I consider friends or I really know, not people that just I've met passing by.
Should I consider making my Facebook profile private, only because I'm not using, or doesn't it even matter?
Does it really matter?
No, I don't think so. It doesn't bother me that it's my personal information is available publicly. Well, not all of it, but it's like
there
some.
Are more information about you available on the podcast than you can ever post on your Facebook site.
I guess, but yeah.
Nowhere does it say on your Facebook site that you messed up the fucking toilet once at work.
Yeah.
Private information.
It wasn't at work. I was working in someone else's house.
Yeah, but that's still not work.
It was at someone else's house, which doesn't make it better, but okay.
Yeah, and you can find that out on the podcast. You can't on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because you didn't write that in your Facebook bio or something.
The poop master.
The man destroy. Shit out someone else's room.
I am the poop destroyer.
I think I've become not famous for that, but infamous for that at this point.
Yeah, so now when you're going up to customers and asking, can I use the bathroom? They're like, no.
No, not you. No.
Aren't you the guy from the podcast?
Aren't you? I recognize you.
Do you guys ever think we'll see that day? Being recognized by someone we don't know. That's like, hey.
No, but maybe someone you do know won't allow you to use their toilet. some party or family gathering and you're just
like,
wondering through the toilet.
Like, I have to use the restroom. But
and people like, are like, no,
you
don't
bastard.
Not you.
I got a special toilet for you.
There's a bucket outside.
No.
And a water hose for your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. But where the hell did this all start?
Stalking, dating.
Stalking, dating. Date from
information.
Yeah. Speaking of dating problems in your 30s.
I'm in my mid-30s. And there's a problem with that.
Mm.
And it's the age.
It's the age.
No, not the dating itself.
But the age of the women, or you are?
The women. What? Of course.
But yeah, okay,
when you're 30, you can set your preferred age of the women, like 20-something to 30-something else, right? Yeah, but when you're in the mid-30s, you have to put like 30 to 40, perhaps.
Hmm.
Yeah, and when women are that old, they're starting to get wrinkly and saggy tits and comes with kids and all the bad
stuff.
So are we. We're not. It's different with men.
We're not wrinkly.
No. Haven't you heard men age like wine and women age like milk? And there is a grain of there is a grain of truth in it.
I'll hang with you on that one. Okay.
Women in their late 20s are a lot hotter than women in their late 30s. I'm just saying. That's why I want to become rich, because rich people date young people.
Okay. I guess. Don't you want to get rich for other reasons?
No. Don't need other reasons.
Just date.
All the bitches.
I just want to date young bitches. Not the old saggy ones.
No, but I see it in another way. It's like, yes, I would imagine the most actively popular dating base, just in the dating game in general, it's like younger people. It's like from, let's say, 18 to 29. It's like throughout the 20s. That's the most active dating people, like changing partners like every weekend and so on and so forth. And it's like once you get older, you get tired of that shit and just want something proper. So yes, you may have a smaller potential.
No, you're so wrong. Holy shit!
Am I so wrong?
Yeah.
Am I so wrong?
I read in a study that older men has the older man gets, he gets more sexually active, right?
So men in their 80s are the most sexually active men of all?
No, just compared in the younger bracket, like I believe it was 40 to the 20s, and the higher age were more sexually active than the lower bracket. Opposite of women, though. They were the most sexually active in the younger days and became less so.
So 40-year-old men need to date 20-year-old women? That's what you're saying, right? And I like that.
Imagine your daughter coming home with a 30-year-old man.
Oh, hell no. She's not coming home with anyone.
Oh, hell no.
Not ever.
Ever, ever. You'd be surprised.
Oh, hell no. I have my baseball bat ready.
And Batman. Imagine your mate on work, right? Coming in from work. Yeah, because they are like 30s, aren't they?
The people I work with are like 19 to 50-something.
Yeah, so
all ranges.
Already.
But isn't your daughter a bit young to find a mate still?
She turns 15 in a couple of months.
Yeah, she's young. She doesn't find a partner. Maybe she finds someone she likes for a bit, and then she won't ever find anyone.
Correct.
Fine, Thomas. Yeah. Okay.
Not ever.
Okay.
She'll die like a virgin
Maria. Yeah. No. Hell no. Maria wasn't a true virgin.
Oh, hell.
God was poking about big G.
Yeah, he was
that's unacceptable. It would even be him with my baseball bat.
Oh God, come down here and I shall kick your ass. Going full Constantine.
Speaking of Maria, Did you see the old Christmas Norwegian commercial about the postal service?
Yes. Yes, that was brilliant.
You have this blonde Norwegian postal man walking into Jerusalem or whatever, and he knocks at Maria's door to give her a letter, and there's a moment of...
love at first sight.
Love at first sight, yeah. 9 months later, she's born baby Jesus. He's this blonde little kid there in the Middle East. And Joseph is like,
so it's a Christmas miracle. No, Christmas wasn't a thing then. It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
By God.
Yeah.
Yay. Amen.
That's why Jesus was light skinned. Because of a Norwegian postal service, man. Back in the day.
That's an actual Norwegian commercial for the Norwegian postal service.
Yeah.
Imagine how...
Because all the packages are arriving before Christmas, I think. Or
maybe we'll link it in the description.
We can do it, but it's in Norwegian, though. But you can see it, and you will get the gist of it. It's a funny commercial.
Yeah.
Is this early rap, boys?
Yeah, I think it is. It's we always go overtime, so why not go undertime?
Undertime!
Once in a while as well.
As we do at work. Undertime. Yeah, getting full paid.
Underpaid. We are underpaid at work.
Undertime. Yeah! Hit like and subscribe. Send us money.
Bjorn. What's everything? Wait.
What?
Okay.
Have you messed up?
Bjorn.
No.
God struck Bjorn. Like and subscribe. Hit favor, subscribe. Goodbye. Press the link. Donate. Bye bye.
Adios. Bye.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.